Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. The poll today at DougSteffen.com. Have you been paying more attention than usual to the stock market this week? A, yes, it's been making me sick. B, yes, and the ridiculous news media has been making me sick. I think that's kind of where I am. C, only because of the nonstop news media coverage. D, I heard something was going on, but I haven't really paid attention to it. E, I don't have any money in the market, so I don't pay attention to it at all. So our poll, thousands of people every day take it. Help yourself. We like to get the pulse of the people who are listening to this program. Yesterday's poll showed Donald Trump continue to talk about Megyn Kelly. 37% of you who responded to that poll at DougSteffen.com
yes.
said he said his piece. He should move on. 26% said he should stop. It makes him look bad. Let's see here. 15%
said... Who says more trash talk, please?
Absolutely. Show no mercy. That's what McFadden would say. 12%, why not?
No.
Isn't she talking about him?
I think he needs to stop.
Yeah, he does need to stop.
When he calls her a bimbo and,
yeah,
you know...
Doesn't do him any good.
Taking her on for him taking him on.
He didn't call her a bimbo. He retweeted someone calling her a bimbo.
I don't care.
Just to be fair.
Right, whatever.
Same. Yeah, okay. So, there's that. Then there is the comparison today between our border problems and what Hungary is doing. People say, huh? Hungary, what's the problem there? They have had a great deal of trouble getting people from other Eastern Bloc countries. It's not dissimilar to what we were talking about earlier this week, Venezuela and Colombia. And this is going on the same with the Syrians and the Turks. This kind of migration, the illegal flow from one country to another, is a problem all around the world. We think we're the only ones here who have it. No. But I wonder what we can learn from the Hungarians, because they have built a fence. They put up a border fence. But it has done absolutely nothing to slow down the flow of illegals. It was hastily built. Three layers of razor wire along their border with Serbia. Migrants either put a ladder up against it or somehow or other figure out how to crawl under it.
Well, that's why I think you've got to look at some other things. Yeah, I mean, okay, so I like the idea of a wall. I think that the idea, people put up walls and fences around their property because they work.
Good fences make good neighbors.
Out, right?
Yeah, right.
So I think that there's nothing wrong with putting up a fence or a wall. But what I think you also have to do, since we love flying drones everywhere, is having either, you can't obviously have someone stationed along every inch of the border. So having drone surveys where you can actually see if people are tunneling under or crawling over, I think makes it makes a good partner.
Drones
and a wall.
With the ability to
shoot
sleeping darts into people's butts.
Okay.
That's what I'm for. If I were president, that's what you would have.
President McFadden speaking there, ladies and gentlemen.
Sleeping darts.
The disgruntled former TV reporter who murdered two of his former colleagues during that interview yesterday, long history of erratic behavior, had not done well at other workplaces, haven't the slightest idea why these people at this station hired this guy. I would have taken one look at him, just looking at him, and thought, no, this is not a good hire. He had all kinds of problems in college. He's had suits against people claiming racism about this, that, and the other thing because he wasn't well evaluated. The guy's had a problem for a long time. He shouldn't have been in this work. He should have been evaluated differently by somebody who was a professional. Too late for that now. He's gone, and so are two other people needlessly murdered, killed for no good reason whatsoever. So many times he was reprimanded and whatever he was... He felt he was being treated dismissively. There are lots of people in the world like this guy. Lots. Way too many. And unfortunately, these people pay the price just for being there.
And so, you know, and we've talked about this already today, one of the things that we need to do is we need to start being personally responsible for this kind of stuff. If we see something, we need to start saying something. If in your small business,
see something, say something for mentally.
Instead of squealing on your neighbor to the IRS, pay more attention to this kind of stuff because it leads you further and helps society more.
We are so inwardly focused in this society, constantly looking at our cell phones. We're the center of our own universe. When we do see something that disturbs us, we just kind of turn the other cheek and scurry away. That can't happen anymore. These people are everywhere. They're not getting treatment. And if you see somebody who's, I mean, you really have to say something. And then we have to call on police and law enforcement to actually make it easy for us to report people so that they do something about it.
One of the advantages we have in Virginia is we've been dealing with this with the how to handle people who need mental help, because one of our state senators was stabbed and had to kill his own son, who he had tried to put into a mental hospital
a couple of years ago,
and the son, they didn't have a bed for him. So Virginia's been dealing with this. So our governor, Terry McAuliffe, who Doug, you and I both know from back on the show years ago, has been dealing with that, and hopefully this will push it, because we had the Virginia Tech shootings, and that's kind of when it all got ramped up.
I want to spend a minute talking about something that's going on in my life that has many of you who've been listening to me for in October we start the 28th year. There are people like the station in Palm Springs that have been carrying this program since it went on the air. Down in Hickory, North Carolina, since we went on the air. There are maybe dozen, 14 core stations that have carried this program from the very beginning. And then one of the reasons that people like the program is because I frequently make reference to my farm and to farming, because that has been my avocation. I've been around cows all my life. I have had some success as a dairyman operating a dairy farm. You often hear me tell stories about selling the raw milk and what the government does to get in and screw it all up, and just me going down the same street because that's me. And I think a lot of farmers identify with what I've been through. I decided last winter, after having a horrendous time with the farm, that I would close the farm down, at least the dairying part of it. And so I'm going to, over the next couple of days, tell you a few stories. Kenny has posted PetrowskiAuctioneers.com on our Facebook page. So if you care to look at what's going on, I'm having an auction this weekend on the farm to sell much of the equipment and the material that that I've accumulated over the last 45 so years. No animals, but the stuff that I have used and have stopped using, because I'm not going to milk cows anymore. I'm going to raise them. I can't imagine my life being without some sort of farm influence and being around the farm. Matter of fact, what we're talking about doing is creating a sanctuary, a bovine, equine, canine sanctuary on the farm once we get things taken care of. But it starts with this auction that'll be Saturday. So if you're interested in looking at the things that are being auctioned off and sort of what the farm looks like and how my pal Joe has worked hard to put all this stuff together, you can go to Petrowski, P-E-T-R-O-W-S-K-Y, PetrowskiAuctioneers.com, and check it out. In a moment, we're going to spend some time talking more about the situation in Virginia with this television station. Stand by for that up next here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is it possible to turn an average learner into a gifted learner? Granted, every child is special. It's just your job as a parent to find it. It's kind of like looking for buried treasure, but if you're willing to dig, here's a technique or two and the developmental science of it.
I'm listening.
First, watch your child and notice what they like to do. Could be art, music, or tinker toy engineering. What they like to do, they'll work to learn. Next, encourage exploration in new areas. Say things like, go ahead, try it. Hey, you can do it. Encouragement increases the love of learning and decreases the fear of failure. Allow your child to excel in those areas they already find fun. What's the cheap psychological trick? Education and fun, although usually not put together, are not enemies. Even an average child can excel in things they like to study. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. In unlikely places like Missouri, regular citizens feel they need to do what Washington so far won't. Byron DeLeer says he's going to run for Congress to inspire Capitol Hill to follow the economic revitalization he's seen from greenifying the Midwest.
This means getting rid of some of the worst legislators in Washington and are continuing to like doubt the data on global warming or doubt the necessity for us to steer clear from the fossil fuel-based economy and is interested in architecting and interested in contributing to the construction of a green economy, an American green economy.
If regular Joes are willing to run for Congress to fix things, how long might it take for Washington to get the message? From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This running back was the 2003 Offensive Player of the Year. He's third all-time in rushing yards in a single season and second all-time in rushing yards in a single game.
Here's Lewis over the right side. Brought the tackle. Kept his feet going. Lewis running towards the end zone.
So where is Jamal Lewis now? Jamal was charged with possession of 5 kilograms of cocaine with intent to distribute, eventually serving 4 months in a federal prison in 2005. His troubles continued when he was arrested for failing to pay child support, and he filed for bankruptcy in 2012. There was a bright spot for Jamal later that year when he was inducted into the Ravens Ring of Honor.
Join me in a great Ravens Ring of Honor. Welcome as you turn your attention to the screen, and we see the 8th induction, Jamal Lewis.
Here's hoping Jamal Lewis can turn things around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, in Blossix, blocks transform into structures. Find their weak spots to destroy them. Looks and sounds kind of dumb, but it's really fun.
Two thumbs up.
Blossix. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
14 before the hour, 46 after. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. We have John Tourette with us now, news correspondent for Al Jazeera, who has followed this Virginia shooting. We know the story of the employees who came from Roanoke, Virginia. So the behind-the-scenes story, John, to this, where everybody's talking about the this fellow has a background of mental disturbances, and you could tell by looking at him that he wasn't right, so one would wonder how he got hired in the first place.
Well, it's odd, isn't it? Because these two beautiful young people, Allison Parker and Adam Ward, so enjoying their jobs. They were a team. They were starting out at the beginning of their careers. They kind of only just graduated in the last couple of years. They were having the time of their lives in a beautiful part of the country here in Southern Virginia, just outside Roanoke. And then along comes, out of the blue, Vesta Lee Flanagan, also known as Bryce Williams, a former reporter on the station, who was fired in 2013 because he had lots of anger outbursts, and they had to let him go. And the manager said when they let him go in 2013, it was the most awful firing he'd ever had to go through because things turned so sour that they had to call the police to get him out of the building. And then 2 years go by, and you don't really see him or hear from him. And then out of the blue, he comes up, and you know, not only does he try to jostle the camera crew, but he shoots them, and now two of them are dead, and the third person is injured in hospital. Now, Vesta Lee Flanagan issued a bizarre manifesto, which arrived 2 hours after the shootings on a fax machine at ABC television, and he talks about himself being a human powder keg, full of anger about things like the racially motivated shootings in Charleston, South Carolina in July. He said he bought weapons immediately after that. He said he's inspired by Columbine from 1999, in which 13 people died, Virginia Tech in 2007, in which 32 people died. And that's ironic because Adam Ward went to Virginia Tech before joining WDBJ. And Vesta Lee Flanagan also talks about being bullied and discriminated against, both sexual and racial. So those are his reasons, but of course they kind of pale into insignificance now, really, because we have the death of these two beautiful people who, and it happened live on television, which is something we've never seen before. We're kind of in uncharted territory.
Well, we're getting to that point where nothing surprises John. These people are all over the place. Our discussion maybe needs to focus on those who are mentally insufficient, how they get that way, what do we do to stop the floodgates, because there are so many people who are quote-unquote in special need. You wonder about the drugs that kids are given in school. I mean, there are all kinds of places you can go with this conversation, besides just the facts of what was what occurred and what was done by this man. There's a whole stream of information, but we seem to just follow the course of events for a week or so, and then we just forget about it until the next time there's a shooting. And yet, when you look around, you're a reporter. You know that every day there's something going on like this. Any place in our country, this is liable to happen.
Well, I think that's another of the extraordinary issues which really come to the fore today, because have this been just a shooting, you know, that wasn't on television in a random part of the country, or if these two had died in a car crash or something like that, then there would be nothing like the nationwide coverage that is being given at this time. It is because it happened on television, and because it happened really for the first time on television. We've never seen anything like this. Regarding the mental issues, of course, it's a very difficult one, that, because clearly here's a man who has issues, but lots of people have issues, Doug. Lots of people suffer with mental illness. They don't plan, and this guy planned this, plan over many weeks to end up being in the same location as two former members of staff, and then not only intimidating them, but shooting them dead.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Originally Portsmouth in the United Kingdom. It's a big naval base, just like Portsmouth in New Hampshire.
All right. So could you imagine something like this happening in England?
Well, it's different, you see. It's very, very different, Doug, over there. We don't have a gun culture in the United Kingdom. We really don't.
No.
The only people who have guns in the UK are criminals. And there is... people find it very hard when I say this to believe that I'm talking the truth, but I am. People just don't have guns in the UK, okay? Partly because it's a much smaller country, I think, and partly because there just is no history of it. Farmers have guns, yeah. Criminals have guns, but, you know, mercifully there aren't too many of them. There's more than enough.
Do the police still not carry weapons?
No, they don't. Only very special police who operate at places like Heathrow Airport and Gatwick, and maybe those who are on, you know, Royal Patrol or outside very sensitive buildings. Now, only those officers carry weapons. Yeah. All the others carry what we call truncheons, that you would call probably a nightstick.
Bobby stick, yeah.
Now, the thing is, it's worth just briefly saying that in 1995, there was a very bad shooting at Dunblane.
John, I got to cut you off because we're running out of time, but I'm glad for the reference. Thank you. John Terrett from Al Jazeera.